Radio.
I'm not sure if many of you have seen the fantasy film Labyrinth. It came out a few years. And in it, there's a teenager named Sarah who tries to rescue her baby brother from the evil Goblin King. To reach him, the plot goes, she must make her way through an enormous labyrinth. And at one point, she meets a character named the Junk Lady, who distracts her by showing her an exact copy of her own room at home. She shows Sarah all the toys that she has, saying, everything you've ever cared about is here in this room. Then Sarah remembers that she still has to save her brother. It's all junk, she cries, throwing one of her toys against her mirror. At that moment, the room dissolves and she's able to escape. Well, like Sarah, I think that the rich man in our gospel this afternoon was faced with a decision about his possessions. But while Sarah saw them through as junk that trapped her, we don't know about this guy in the gospel today, because we know that his face was fallen. He seemed to be depressed by what Jesus had told him. But we don't know if he actually went off and sold his goods and followed Jesus or what he did. Well, sometimes we're all faced with the same question that this young man is faced. Who is Jesus? Is he the eternal Son of God sent to save us from sin and open heaven for us? Or is he just a good teacher and a charismatic leader? Or to put it another way, is Jesus far more important than our possessions? Or is he just one of many equally good things in our lives? This isn't an issue of money in our gospel today. Many other idols compete with God, not just our own physical possessions. Things like our strong opinions, our social standing, and the grudges and resentments that we choose to hold on to, even though we know we should let them go. When I was at school, we used to sing an old hymn, and one of the verses says, "We look full in his wonderful face. The things of earth will grow strangely dim." So today, let's imagine ourselves as the rich young man in our gospel. Go ahead and say to him whatever you want. But then when Jesus looks into our eyes, stay there for a minute and look back at him. Imagine the look on his face and the intensity of his gaze as he looks at us. Particularly take a look at his love and the compassion that he has for each one of us. And then see how our hearts are moved to love him in return. That's the moment when we know we're ready to give up everything and anything and follow Jesus. That's the moment we know when we've escaped to follow God. Lord, help us to find our treasure in you. Come, Jesus, and fill our hearts with the fire of your love. Lord, we give everything we have to you. Amen.
Radio.org.au